the architecture of the global financial system has been transformed to deliver net zero. We now have the essential plumbing in place to move climate change from the fringes to the forefront of finance so that every financial decision takes climate change into account. Only this mainstream focus can finance the estimated $100 trillion of investment needed over the next 3 decades for a clean energy future, said Mark Carney, UN Special Envoy for Climate Action and Finance. Hundreds of the world's biggest banks and pension funds, with assets worth $130 trillion, have committed to a finance pledge called the Glasgow Financial Alliance for Net Zero, GFANZ. The major difference with this commitment is the fact that it's private capital coming from over 450 firms across 45 countries, rather than purely government funding. Following on from the G20 meeting in Italy, more than 20 countries and financial institutions have vowed to halt fossil fuel development overseas. However, it's important to note that China and Japan are not part of this agreement, and even more importantly, these 20 countries and institutions have not agreed to halt domestic fossil fuel developments. Electric plug, the 4th of November 2021, Day 4 Energy. A year ago, I could not have imagined the US committing to ending billions of dollars in support for international fossil fuel projects, said Kate DeAngelis, International Finance Program Manager at Friends of the Earth US. The UK-led Global Call to Clean Power Transition Statement brings over 190-plus parties together to phase out coal by 2040, both domestically and internationally. The Powering Past Coal Alliance expands with another 27 new members joining, bringing the total to 164 countries, cities, and regions. 14 countries that are part of the SEAD initiative have committed to the largest ever increase in product efficiency. This is a nod to the global goal of doubling the efficiency of lighting, cooling, motors, and refrigeration by 2030, which also has the support of over 129 companies belonging to EP100. These four activities account for more than 40% of global electricity demand every year. Indonesia, home to the world's third biggest rainforest, says the zero deforestation pledge it signed is inappropriate and unfair. Children crossing the 5th of November 2021, Day 5 Youth and Public Empowerment. This is now no longer a climate conference. This is now a global North Greenwash Festival. The most affected people in the most affected areas still remain unheard. Climate activist Greta Thunberg, led by climate activist Greta Thunberg, approximately 100,000 people took to the streets of Glasgow as part of the Fridays for the Future movement to march for climate justice. Thunberg referred to the COP26 summit as a global North Greenwash Festival. 23 countries pledged to put climate at the heart of national curriculums. This included the UK announcing its draft sustainability and climate change strategy to upskill and empower young people to drive the future of climate action. Evergreen Tree, the 6th of November 2021, Day 6 Nature. Nature is a blind spot in economics that we ignore at our peril. Investment in Mother Nature invariably involves leaving her alone. Professor Dasgupta. More than 95 UK businesses, such as Tesco, Sainsbury's, Marks & Spencer, Waitrose, Company Op, Burberry, and many more, made a joint commitment to deliver nature-positive operations by the end of this decade. These businesses will develop targets and have them verified through the Science Based Targets for Nature initiative, which is expected next year, following a draft framework to be announced this year. Asset managers covering $8.70 TRN vow to end deforestation linked to commodities. 33 major financial institutions have committed to stop financing deforestation driven by agricultural commodities by 2025.45 nations agree on agricultural policy reform principles. A further 34 nations have signed up to Monday's Forest Declaration. The declaration now covers 91% of forests globally. What does COP26 actually need to deliver? If two key goals are achieved, then COP26 can be considered a success. Every country in the world agrees to phase out coal, both domestically and internationally, by the end of 2021 or even 2022. $100 billion worth of climate finance that was promised by developed countries is actually delivered to developing countries to keep the temperature goal of 1.5°C. According to the Energy Transition Commission, etc., annual global carbon emissions must be reduced by 50% by 2030. This is about 22 billion tons of carbon emissions. The good news is, if all the commitments and initiatives seen during this first week of COP26 are actually acted upon, then it would be the equivalent of the 40% emissions reduction required by 2030. This puts us on track for about 1.8°C of warming by 2050 according to the International Energy Agency, IEA. However, what's absolutely imperative is that all commitments made are transparently tracked, and countries and businesses actually deliver. Related. UN announces end of leaded petrol era.